Time, 10:30. Radio station, KSOO, the Happy Family Station. The program, the B. Baxter Program, and the theme... which slowly dissolves into this... as a prologue for the following announcement. Not for the next few days will we be journeying out to B. Baxter's kitchen on South Phillips Avenue. Not when we do will the silent air of the Baxter kitchen be disturbed by howls from Mickey the Pup, from the scufflings of the twins, Roger and Noel, by the inadvertent arrival of the milkman, the grocery man, the man to fix the furnace, the postman, a stray college student working his way through school selling magazines. No, B. Baxter's kitchen will hold none of these simple and homely sounds so dear to the hearts of us all. But it will hold instead the of a little girl child, just to show that she's alive and happy and well and thoroughly enjoying being with us every day of the year. For this morning at Sioux Valley Hospital, our B. Baxter, our hummingbird of South Phillips Avenue, gave birth to a beautiful baby girl, the third addition to the Baxter clan. Her name, Deborah Ann. So from here on in, ladies, whenever we journey South Phillipsward, the air will be punctuated with this from B. Baxter. I'm sorry, Murray, you'll just have to fill in for me for the next few minutes because I haven't finished changing Barbara Ann, or rather Deborah Ann's, diapers this morning. So that's about what it'll be for these coming months. As soon as B, who Mel, the man of the Baxter homestead, and a pretty fine guy to say the least, says is perk and chipper, fit and fine. Of course, can you imagine B being anything else? Ah, me, another addition. Life can be beautiful, not tedious, can't it? Well, I've been having such a fine time telling you about the baby and stuff that I've nearly forgotten a few other things. For one thing, this is Murray Stewart, B's regular announcer, trying to fill in for B while she's in the hospital with the baby, and this too. We've had quite a time here at the station keeping this thing a secret, but now it's out. So just in case you came around a few minutes late this morning, let me again make the announcement. B. Baxter gave birth to a baby girl this morning at the Sioux Valley Hospital. The name, Deborah Ann, condition of both mother and daughter, fine, simply fine. When Mel, B.'s husband, called, I tried to get vital statistics, but Mel didn't have them as yet, and when we do know, well, we'll pass them on to you. In the meantime, well, I know that you join me and all of us here at the station in wishing for B. and Deborah Ann the best of everything always. And in the meantime, too, I hope that you can put up with me for the next few days until B comes back, which should be sometime week after next, probably. Well, there's such a thing as spending 30 minutes talking about B, and then there's such a thing as putting B's guest for the day on the air. So that's one of the things that I want to do very shortly. The guest? Well, B promised yesterday, and true to her word, here he is, Superintendent Lyman Ford of the Sioux Falls Public Schools. The third, I believe, in a series of, as B would say, fortnightly series. You'll find Superintendent Ford's talks interesting, I know. I know that, but because sitting up here in the booth of a Wednesday and listening to B and Mr. Ford, the series has struck me as being an extremely interesting one, even though I don't happen to have children in school. One day, maybe, but not now. But we'll let Superintendent Ford speak for himself in just a minute. Right now, there's a subject dear to the heart of B, one, as a matter of fact, dear to my heart, since they first made their appearance on the Sioux Falls market. I'm not going to dilly-dally about the name. I'm not going to try to build up any suspense about this old thing either. I'm talking about French's instant potatoes. B has said on the air that I like these. Well, she's not kidding. For my money, they're nothing short of wonderful. It's like magic, French's instant potatoes. So my suggestion for the day, why don't you treat your family? Treat yourself. Serve those creamy, delicious mashed potatoes for dinner tonight, and you can make it in just 1 minute. Well, that's marvelous.